Hi, James from Anvid. Do you ever notice how you don't always understand what English people are saying? It's like the words are kind of together. Well, I'm going to tell you a secret. You're right. It's called relaxed speech, or blended speech. I see I have to put speech together. And it just makes sense. And I'm going to get to that in a second. And I'm going to give you a visual so you can understand where we're going. Notice E is relaxed. He's not really trying hard. When you're speaking your natural language, you don't want to try hard all the time, right? So I actually used another one, wanna, which I'm not going to talk about today, but we're going to get there, right? We're going to get to the board and take a look at what I want to teach you. It's how to sound like a native speaker, but also how to understand a native speaker, okay? Because we do this blending or relaxed speech quite regularly. Right, so it's actually almost a more normal part of our language. So what is relaxed speech? Well, relaxed speech happens when a native speaker, change sounds or drop letters or syllables when they are speaking fast for things they say a lot. I'll give you an example. Nobody wants to say, "Do you want to go to the movie tonight?" So we say, "Do you want to go to the movie?" For you, you're like, "What happened?" Well, we dropped the T, okay, and we combine want and to. We even change the O to an A to make it easier. So you want to go? For you, you're thinking you want to go. That's a new English word, you want to go. And it's like, no, it's not. It's wanna as in want to go. Another one is see ya. In see ya, we change and we drop the ending here. We put C and you becomes ya. See you later. No one says see you later. It sounds weird when I even say it to myself. See you later. Bye. But see you later rolls off the mouth. It's because both of these things we say at least 10, 20, 30 times a day. So we change it. We make it relaxed to make it comfortable, like E. Okay? Problem for you is you go to school or you're reading a book and it says, "Do you want to? Did you ever?" No one speaks like that but you. So today we're going to change that, okay? So I'm going to teach you, as I said, how to understand it when it's said to you, but also how to get it out. Warning. Please use the books first, or, you know, listen to, we have other videos on pronunciation. Use those first. You have to master the base sounds first. You have to be able to say, "Do you want to?" Because what you don't understand is when I say, "Do you want?" When I change it to, "Do you wanna?" I almost say that T. So I have to have practice saying the proper sound before I can drop it. Got it? It's like you got to practice a lot before you can play well. Okay. So once you've got that down and you start using this, people will go, "Hey man, where are you from? Because I hear some accent, but I really can't tell. Do you want to tell me?" And I say, "I did it again. Do you want to tell me?" They're like, "Whoa, no, it's my secret, Ingvid." Okay, anyway, so today what I want to work on specifically is do and did, okay? Because there are a few things we say, and there are what I call sound patterns for the relaxed speech that you can learn to identify what people are saying to you, okay? So I'm going to come over here and I want you to take a look. Do or did, and here's the relaxed version of it. When we're done this, we're going to have a little practice session because with pronunciation, it's important you actually practice it, not you take the lesson, you go, "Thanks, James, you taught me, and now I know." You actually have to go through it. So the first thing we want to do is this one. Do you want to? Easy enough, right? Do you want to go to dinner? Do you want to have a friend over? Do you want to have pizza? When we actually say it, what happens is there are two cases here. In the first case, do or d tends to a j sound, and it comes juana. So this is gone. The D is gone. We change it to a J. And remember what we talked about with wanna? The T is gone. So it becomes juana. Now, sometimes we go a step even further. We're so lazy, we don't even say the j. We just say juana. And we go to this. You want to do something. You want to go to the movies instead of juana go to the movies. So wanna is an important part, but listen for ja or ya, ja, ja or ya. Same meaning though. You wanna go to the movies? You wanna go to the movies. Blended speech. Cool? All right, that's the first one. Next one. Have you ever seen this lesson before? I don't know. I'm not Jamaican, in case you're going, "It's Jamaican," or another language group. Don't know becomes don't know. T is dropped. Now, before you guys go, "And you dropped the K! You dropped the K!" I don't drop the K. The K, as you can see here, is not voiced. We never say, canoe. Do you canoe what I'm talking about? It's silent. So when I'm writing it, I'm just showing it here that it sounds no and no sound the exact same. They drop the T, push it together, and it's, I don't know. So do you know where John is? I don't know. Is Mr. E drinking again? I don't know. Right? So dunno. So dunno is actually a word or two words. Okay, and you can see here, do not know becomes don't know to dunno. Did you eat yet? Why did you write that one? If you're not from planet Earth, understand, you're correct. Why would I write that? If you're from planet Earth, everybody's mother asks you at least once a day, did you eat yet? Did you eat yet? Have you eaten yet? Did you eat yet? Right? Well, half the time, because it's three meals a day minimum that we have, and maybe you're standing with your friend, he's going to go, jeet yet? Jeet yet? Jeet? What is jeet? It's like a type of food? No. It's, remember up here, I told you how the D changes to a J. Notice that there's a pattern here. D changes to a J. Ooh. Someone say, hey man, you jeet yet? Jeet yet? Sometimes it's even jet. I had a hard time. Okay, look, I got to be honest. Sometimes when you're doing a lesson, you learn stuff that you didn't know that you said. Jeet yet? It's like, what? That sounds crazy. But people will say it really fast. Hey, jeet yet? When you say jeet yet, then jeet yet? Jeet yet? I can't even say it. Okay? Sometimes it sounds like a J sound. It'll sound like a J sound to you, okay? But jeet yet, jeet, jeet yet is more common. Sometimes it sounds like that, but I'm not even going to do it. I'm embarrassing myself, okay? And I speak quickly, okay? But every once in a while, that'll come out instead of even yet. It just gets blended so much, it disappears, okay? The next one we have is, did you have, right? So you go, Jav, right? And sometimes, before I forget, this is an odd one because I tried to do present and past, but this one can be sometimes both a do you have and did you have. I'll give you an example. Did you have a good time at the party last night? Did you have a good time? Right? Jav, Jav. Remember the D changes to a J and the have just becomes V. Right? So that have just disappears and becomes the V sound. So did you have? E replaces that. Say, did you have a good time last night? And that's did you have a good time? But be careful with this one because it also might be present tense. So context is very important. For instance, do you have a dollar I can have? I'm serious. I want a dollar. You can send it to Ingvid, James ESL. Can you do that? Do you have a dollar you can send me? Okay. Notice that it's present tense. Do you have? Right? So this one can be both past or present. Listen carefully to what they said. Example again. Do you have a good time at the party last night? That is past tense. Do you have a dollar? Present tense. Cool? And I'm serious about the money. You can send it to me at Ingvid, okay? Anyway, moving on. Next one. Did you ever? This is one of those games that we play when we were little kids, like, did you ever have a teddy bear? Did you ever go to the restaurant in Nepal? Did you ever? And it becomes, did you ever? I'll give you an example if you think crazy. Did you ever call that guy I told you about? Did you ever call that guy I told you about? Now, sometimes it will be, did ya? Did ya? Did ya? Did you ever call that guy? Did you ever call that guy? That's one version. And another version is, did you ever? Did you ever think about that time we went to the mall at Christmas? Did you ever? Did you ever? Right? So did you ever? So did you ever read a book on Moby Dick? Did you ever? Cool. All right. So we've got, do you want to? Don't know. Did you eat yet? Common, trust me. Did you have and did you ever? Cool. And remember, this is the one you have to be careful on for context. Did you have or do you have can sound the same, can be used as context. Listen to time marks like last night, yesterday, a week ago, right? So did you have any time last week to read my proposal, right? Do you have any time to read my proposal from last week? Past tense. Do you have any time right now? Right now is now, not past, right? So context is important. Cool? All right. So I've gone over these ones, and I hope your head's not spinning too much. Okay? I've just given you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 common things you may hear with that kind of sound pattern. It's called relaxed speech, but I like to think of it as a sound pattern. If you learn the pattern, it's easy to recognize when people use it. it's also easier for you to say. Now, if you think you're good at that, I hope you are, because we're going to do a little quick drill. You ready? Because practice makes perfect. Hey, you're back. Good. Let's go to the board. We have a little practice to do. And the best way, before I get there, let's just go over the notes I have here, okay? It's to help you understand why we're doing this, okay? Or how to get better at it. A good way to learn relaxed speech is to watch shows or movies with subtitles. Now, you have to understand something. I've done many videos where I tell people, don't watch with subtitles. It's not the best way to learn to listen. I'm not going against that. This isn't listening. This is speaking, and this is different. What I want you to start noticing, or here we go, notice the difference between what is said and what is written. And that's what you'll see it. You'll see 7 words on the screen, but the guy said 10. You're like, I don't get it. And that's because we have that relaxed speech going on, okay? So someone has actually said something and then they've cut it off to say this or they've changed it, okay? So that's why we want to do it. And then I said here, also watch and practice your own relaxed speech. So what do I mean? You're going to watch the actor speaking. You're going to see the subtitles, notice the difference. Look for the sound pattern that's repeated or that you can grasp, right? In this case, I'm teaching you do and did, okay? So you're going to be working on that. Practice your own. So when you hear the actor doing it, try and catch him and say, like, did you have a good time, right? Try and do that, okay? You'll notice that after time, you'll naturally come out. And I can promise you, because I've done this a lot, I've had students who try the relaxed speech, and when they say it, they almost have zero accent because the relaxed speech causes you to condense the language. You don't have time to have accent. So it's a cool tip. It'll help two things. Number one, your understanding when native speakers speak. Number two, your ability to speak to native speakers like them. And that will cause them to want to speak to you more. And that's the whole point of this, right? So we talked about that. So let's do the practice because perfect practice doesn't happen without the practice. Okay, so here's the story. You'll notice there's a space, but the answers are here because I want you to say it. I'm not going to write it for you. I want you to say it. So we can go through it first. Regular speech. Hey, do you want to go to the movies? I don't know. What's playing? An action flick. Flick means movie. Okay, so when someone says it's a chick flick, action flick, no one says drama flick for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because they're so damn serious, right? So, and they don't say comedy flick either. They say it's a comedy. Interesting. Drama and comedy. So an action flick, so an action movie, okay? I think. And then he said, did you eat yet? I'm starving. No, let's get some burgers. Did you ever go to the new place on Yonge Street? Yes, it's great. Did you have the double burger there? That's normal speech. Nobody talks like that. So if you talk like that, we'll know you watched the video and you missed the whole point of the video. Let's go to what you should say. So we're going to replace the did you want to with these ones, okay? So let's do the first one. Hey, do you want to go to the movies? Do you want to go to the movies? Or, because we have the second one here, hey, E, you want to go to the movies? See how it rolls a little bit better, a little faster? Okay, because we say this regularly. Now, E's response, I don't know. I don't know, right? I don't know. What's playing? An action flick, I think. Okay. And now we go, I didn't put everything here because it's just short, but did you eat yet? Did you? So we got the did you here. We're doing that one. Did you eat yet? I'm starving. Or the second one we can say is, did you eat yet? Did you eat yet? I'm starving. You can say either one. See that? So careful, listen. Sometimes they'll did you or they'll did you eat yet? Okay. Same response here. So now we go down here. No, let's get some burgers. Then we have here. Remember we said this one. Now we're going to say this one. Did you ever? Okay. Did you ever go to the new place on Yonge Street? Did you ever go to the new place? Or more commonly, do you ever go to the new place? Do you ever go to the new place in Yonge Street? Okay, so I'm getting rid. So we're going from here. I'm giving you a second stage to practice and then purely relaxed speech. Okay. And finally, yes, it's great. Do you have the, see, that's Jev. Do you have? Do you have the double burger there? Do you have the double burger? Okay. Now to end this out, because I got no more room on the board, I'm going to say they said, imaginary, yeah, let's go and have a burger. Okay. And why am I saying that? Because that's the end of the story. And this is the end of the lesson. Okay, so we practiced, and I want you to practice Joanna, you wanna, don't know, did ya. That's a starting step. Remember, we have steps. You can go from did you eat yet to did ya eat, okay? And then finally, did you eat yet? And the same one we have down here as well. You can go to an intermediary or middle step, did ya ever, and then to did you ever. Okay, and finally, jav. Did you have a good time, right? And remember, we can do that for do or did. Okay? Anyway, that's my story. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm kind of hungry. Those burgers are making me hungry. And my plane is about to arrive to take me out here to Fantasy Island, and I'll have a fantasy burger. He's already gone. So please subscribe. And as you look around, it's somewhere around here, it's always changing. Press the subscribe button. And always thank you for visiting. Don't forget to visit the other teachers on the site. They're equally good, okay? And is that it? I think that's almost it, except for one small thing. If this video has been helpful to you, and I hope it has, because if you're listening to me talk right now, clearly you are getting something out of it. Invite a friend. Share with a friend, okay? Sharing is caring. Anyway, that's my story. You have a good one.